What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. It is noon. It is Thursday. That means it's time for Dispatching Live, and we've got something new. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start with a disclaimer from now on. The views and analysis provided herein relate to the auto transport industry as a whole and may not relate directly to ATI Auto Business, Auto Transport Intel, or any affiliates, advertisers, or audience members. All viewers or participants of this content expressly waive any rights during this live program, whether in voice, chat, comment, video, or audio, and have been advised and encouraged not to say or express any opinion that may not relate directly to ATI Auto Business, Auto Transport Intel, any affiliates, advertisers, audience members, or any other company or individual in auto transport, and should not feel they have the right to do so. The views and analysis are not the views of ATI Auto Business, its management, or its subsidiaries, and their accuracy is not warranted. The company does not undertake any obligation to any opinions, views, or analysis shared in this program, so please stop it and turn it off. Okay, there we go. Got that out of the way. Jump into the live chat. Be careful. We're going to make some changes around here. This is Dispatching Live. Yes, we're going to talk about load boards and dispatching and auto transport and carriers, but we're going to move it up a notch. We're going to move on, actually. We're going to separate some of the wheat from the chaff, and we're going to move forward. We have a lot to cover, and I know you have a lot to say, and you now know this is the number one program in auto transport to share your views live and get information. So thank you so much for joining us. Please do help me wish a warm welcome to... Oh, there's the disclaimer. Sue!
Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
All right, cool. We're just going to keep on moving on, but okay. Before we do, there is one thing we're going to keep doing, and that is that there is a load board volume that we regularly monitor. What is the load board volume this week?
It is at 33,153. Two weeks ago, it was at 36,642. So, and it's been bouncing around in this figure for the last few weeks, so I'd say we're... You know, probably anywhere between that and 30 is what we're probably looking at on a regular, but not that it has helped us any, but, you know, there it is.
All right. Cool. So, we weren't here last week. Ty and I were live at Car Conference, man, we had a heck of a week last week.
Did
I'm
you?
Telling you. Oh, my gosh. You know, first of all, we wish you could have been there.
Yeah, you I wish I could have, too.
I know. You didn't miss the world.
Okay.
You didn't. Now, I will say this. Car Conference is awesome, what's the but? I mean, we learned a lot. The deal is that me and Ty learned so much last week between we each had a presentation on stage. There were conversations and changes happening daily. I mean, it was kind of wild. So for us, it was a wild show and an eye-opening experience. And... But for you, you know, yeah, it would have been cool, but it wasn't the explosion we were hoping for. I will say this, it's in the news what we were talking about, what we were doing, so.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So we'll go into industry news. Let's go ahead and say hello to the live chat. We got folks jumping in here. Thank you so much, by the way. If you're jumping in, if you're saying hello, please do smash the like button. It does help, and it also helps us know how many of us are here and how many of us are here but not with us. So I'll be using a lot of code, but at the same time, I'm not trying to stir a problem pot. I really want to move on. I think that auto transport deserves us to try to find... You know, here's the deal. Let me say what's going on. Is that I guess I have... I've been as passionate as the carriers. Maybe not even as much. I read the load boards, I see what's being said, and I try to ratchet it down a couple notches and bring it to you live. And I guess that's still been too much. Either I've been too much, somebody else has been too much, something has been too much. And but that's auto transport. It's still, I say it's the Wild West. I show the wrestling ring and the barroom saloon and all. That's really auto transport. But it's hurting feelings. We got to move on. We're going to try to move more towards business. I've explained my position. So please do leave a like. If you've got one, we'll take it. Let's jump into the live chat. Zach Smith got in here. Hey, what's up, Zach? Thanks for saying hello. We're seeing new... See, this is part of the thing. We're seeing new life in ATI, and I think it's starting to get some attention. So if you're here, that's awesome. Because I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you can watch the recent live streams right now. So you're gonna, right? I think you want to be here live. If you want to see this show and participate, you need to be here live until we figure out what's going on. And maybe nothing's going on. I don't know. I still don't know. We're gonna find out, I guess. Hopefully everything's cool. John Watson is here. What's up, John? John was waiting. That's awesome. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for arriving and showing up and delivering. That's awesome. Murphy Auto Transport Services, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Best Dispatching Show on YouTube. Thank you very much. And the number of emails I get, we get text messages, emails, YouTube comments. I get comments through Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn posts, the website. Like, now there's all these different ways people are, my phone rings, people are really contacting us, and we like that, and we actually will get back to you. I won't call you, but Ty will call you, and you want to talk to Ty. This is also something we've seen, is that if you call in looking for, let's say you contact us and you're looking for business advice or a dispatcher or equipment or both, we will try to give you the advice that will pertain to you, and then you can make your choice. So that's cool. Do that. If you're looking to ship a car, I want you to talk about that too in a second, Sue. I've kind of got my interest up. Plus, I don't feel 100%. So I'm just rambling. This is a ramble show. That's okay. We're going to ramble on. Check. By the way, the audio's okay? All
right. Yeah.
Vance, Exclusive Logistics, Myrtle Beach. Good afternoon. What's up, Vance? Thanks for saying hello. Ty is here. Ty's in love with you. every week. David Two Bears, how we doing? David is here. Yeah, David, I think David sent in a video. Feel free to send in your videos, autotransportintel@gmail.com, until we get that updated too. Let's see, Elena's here. Hey, what's up, Elena? Awesome. Elena's part of the core. HSHUL94. Oh, Howard from JD Factors. Oh, great. Yep. Yep. Awesome. Great.
He's my factoring guy.
That's great. Thank you, Howard. Yeah, we're going to talk about Super Dispatch Load Board. Why aren't you searching Super Dispatch? Why aren't you posting on Super Dispatch? We're going to be asking that question a lot. We want to know. Dude, tell me why you're not searching. Tell me why you're not posting. Put it in the live chat, really, or the comments below. Or call Ty. We really do want to know. Why aren't you? Tell us. Douglas is here. What's up, Douglas?
Hey, Doug.
Ty is talking about ATI to the Super Dispatch Load Board Moon. Awesome. Let's see here. Zach. Oh, Zach's got to search Sarasota to Marietta.
I think he's looking for a driver.
Oh, he's looking for a driver. So yeah. What does Zach do? Zach,
I'm
what's
assuming-
your...
Yeah.
Broker. No. What's your Zach? Please put your company info. That goes for everybody. Here's what I want you to do. First of all, leave a like. Then put your company info in the live chat and what you're looking for. Whether you're looking for a driver, you're looking for loads, you're looking for a better broker. I don't know what it is. Looking for equipment. Use the live chat. Make it yours. It's your live chat. Exotic Hotshot Constantine is here. Hey, what's up? Well, this is pretty cool. We got a really good crowd. You know, I was saying Tuesday night, ATI is like, it's like automotive cheers inside of a Billy Joel song. The regular crowd shuffles in, you know, and all that, and raise your glass and, you know, nah, raise your glass and show your ass. Okay, the truth hurts, Jay. Real friends tell you the truth about your shortcomings and you're good. Yeah, good points. Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I did that up on stage, too. I realized Ty did it, too. Some of the things we say are going to make certain people mad. There's no getting around it. And we're just sharing what, again, I said it. We're the megaphone at the time. You know, this life is just a drop in the bucket, and we happen to be the yeah. guy with the microphone. We'll pass the mic. You say it. I don't want to say it. I'm not going to touch this thing. Douglas, can't wait to get home. I want my barbecue. Great. What are you having, dude? Are you a ribs or a brisket kind of guy or gal? Potato salad? What? Yeah. What kind of barbecue do you like? We're in Kansas City. We better know these answers. What do you like, Sue?
I like a good Kansas City strip.
That's my jam. When I buy KC strips at the grocery store and grill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, KC yeah. strip.
Because that or filet mignon, either one of those are my faves.
I need two fillets, and then I spend three times the money. The ribeye is too marbled for me.
Yeah. Have
you had a porterhouse?
Oh my yes, God. I have.
You better be hungry.
Yeah. Whoa. They're huge.
Oh my gosh. Love that. Porterhouse LLC. Zach, yes, what do you Zach. Think? What do you think? Is it a good idea to use both Central and Super? Would I have more access? So, Sue, take this away.
Zach, yeah. If you list on Super, they put it on Central for you. So it's just, you don't have to do two listings. And then you want to import, and you'll want to talk to Beck or whoever your rep would be with Super Dispatch. But you want it to say on Central, there's a little button that says, click on Super Dispatch to get that load. You want that on there because it makes it easier, because what the problem is sometimes they don't understand that's where you go get the load. And then once you're on Super Dispatch and they click on it, they're going to give you your dates, and they're verified carriers too. By verified, I mean that they do all of their MC, their insurance, their W-9s. And then we also have SuperPay now too that you can sign up for too. And if the carrier does SuperPay, you just automatically pay them through their ACH information, which is awesome. So you're not sending out checks and worrying about if they got mailed or if they got lost in the mail, which we all know keeps happening on a regular basis. So yeah, do it. Do it, do it.
So are you saying that by posting, just to recap, by posting, assuming Zach's a broker or a broker carrier, either one contains the word broker because you have a broker's license when you post right. loads.
Right.
Which is something you want to do. If you're a carrier and you're posting loads, you're going to want to set up a second LLC or whatever with a broker's license. So you're legally posting. You want to do that. You do not want to have a problem and you don't have that broker's license.
Right. And they won't let you, yeah, and they won't let you post on Super anyways unless you are a legit broker. I can't say the same thing for the other company, but anyways.
That's fair. And so, and so assuming that, thank you, when Zach posts on Super load board, it also gets posts on other load boards. Is that right?
Yeah, the main load board, yes.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, do it. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you? Now, what is required? Let's talk about that. What is required to post on Super Load Board as a broker? Do you have to get an account?
I believe you have to get an account. You'll probably have an account rep. Okay. And then they're going to get all of your credentials as well, like your broker bond information, your MC. You know, they're going to make sure you're legit too. Once you're set up, then you just start posting. And I think it's been a while since I've done this, but I believe there's a button that says post to Central. Anyways, and
yeah, that's okay.
Or you can post directly to Super, but I recommend doing both because that way you get it either way. I mean, eventually Super might be so big you don't have to worry about it, but we're not there yet. We're working our way there.
And by the way, you're free to talk about whatever you want, rep whatever you want. I mean, we've always been an equal opportunity conversation host. So whatever you want to talk about, put it in the live chat. Yep. So I really want to make that clear. Whoever and whatever, this is your live chat. But in this case, so you go to Super, I put in the link, you can go to superdispatch.com.
Yep.
And you
sign up. And if you need any more help, just send me a text. I'll get you a contact name and phone number. And that way you can talk to somebody direct if you want to as well.
Oh,
and they do have a chat line and they're always on there. So you can chat with somebody too. But it makes it easier, you know, give us a call or text me at 417-255-6230. And then I can tell you who the best person is to talk to get you set up and that kind of thing.
Ooh, so I put the phone number. Hey, what's your text line? Sue text line. What is that?
417-255-6230.
cool. Hey, I didn't have that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're only here 8 to 4 Central Standard Time, so if we don't answer after that or before that, that's what's going on.
Right. Okay, cool. So we got the text line. And I'll tell you what, if Super Dispatch, if you guys are in here, go ahead and put other information, whether it's an email, a phone number,
best person to
contact
set up
info,
like
how
that.
To get set up. Maybe there's a video. Yep. And if you have trouble, if you're trying to share something and you're having trouble, email me. Because, YouTube's got these, safeguards. And it's interesting, we're going to talk about, Tuesday night we talked about hacking as a follow-up to our hacking show. We really have a lot, actually I'm kind of excited, we have a lot going on and a lot to talk about. So we're going to get on to that too. But Zach, that was a really good question. Thank you for asking that. Doug, yeah, loves the work you do, Sue. That's awesome. All right, let's do this. Let's go to, and by the way, since we're here, this is what Super Load Board looks like, right? So we'll be coming back to this. So I'm going to share my screen. Oh, here we go. Bold. I believe it's $250 a month for brokers. Is that right, Sue?
I'm not sure. I really don't.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You know, people come and go. You know, this is, it's, now we have our own saloon. And you can saunter in off the dusty street. You hop off your wagon. You rope up your horse. And you walk in and you blow open the doors. And you're like, hey, who's in here today? Okay.
Trying to look it up for us. I mean, I know what it costs for, as a transporter.
Take the wheel.
Let me see. I'm trying to find it. I'm not seeing it. I know what it costs as a carrier. It's $55 if you want the load board. And it's also free, though, if you're just doing the app, just so everybody knows. Super Dispatch as a transporter for the app is free. But we always use the load board. Just because it's easier to give our drivers cars and make everything happen for them. And if you've never done it as a transporter, it is fantastic. It's the only way I'll sign anybody up to actually even be one of my, to work with me as a transporter. I require you to be signed up with Super Dispatch. We put all the loads on there and it has all the information for pickup and delivery. And it's super cool, easy app. When you show up to get the car, you scan the VIN and it just walks you through it from there. Like, taking a picture of this corner, and it just follows you through until you get done with any, all your things that could be wrong with it. And then you get to where it says, have them sign at pickup. And then if you have somebody who doesn't want to touch your phone, they have a great system to just email it to their phone or email it to an actual email. They can sign it and send it right back to you if they're worried about COVID or anything like that. So they have lots of things in this whole deal for Super Dispatch that are fantastic. You there, Jay? Jay's getting ready again.
Okay. Wow. That was crazy.
And Doug's right. Yes, we can invoice it out. Right as soon as they drop, we invoice them out and we can call. And if they're set up with SuperPay, which is their brand new feature, you don't even have to call anybody. It'll tell you right there on the screen when you're going to get paid. After it gets paid, it tells you, and that's all you have to do. There's no calling and calling and calling the broker to see if they got your paperwork, if you can get them to answer the dang phone, or if it's even actually been mailed on the day they say that it's been mailed, which we all know they never do. And that's why I have a tickler file. So, and just in case somebody doesn't know what a tickler file is, because I get this asked all the time, it is a 31-day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when we call to verify that a payment is going to be made, say it's going to be made on the 10th, we put it in the 10th, we call on the 10th, and we make sure it was really mailed on the 10th. You almost have to do that anymore, which is sad, but true. So. And let's see.
Okay. Man, I'm trying to get it together here. Whoa.
Are you having a seasonal fit?
I don't know what happened. Swallow.
I know the allergies are horribly bad. Horribly.
Swallow a piece of dust or something.
Yeah. Did anybody get in the middle of this weather? Oh my God, these tornadoes running through here has just been crazy. If you were in Missouri, Arkansas, Memphis, Nashville, and I think it's going further, the last 2 days have been really bad.
Okay. So let's do some industry news.
Okay.
Wow. Let's see here. Oh, we did that. That was interesting. Okay. Now, can you see the screen? You can't see it, can you?
Well, I'm on my phone. It just says dispatching live on my
phone. There we go. Phone. Now you can see it. Okay. So we did a show where we talked about accounts getting hacked.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, that was another, excuse me, another dicey moment in auto transport ATI lore. So, yeah. We invited Run Buggy on to talk about their cybersecurity leadership that they, I mean, I didn't know Run Buggy was so involved in cybersecurity. So it turned into a great show. That's what we did Tuesday night. They had their head of IT on the show. It was great. It was really a great show. And there's a lot more to know about cybersecurity. And clearly this is going to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't know if everybody knows what's going on. There's a lot of hacking going on. And it's not just here. I've had a few drivers' accounts get hacked on their banking accounts, like $30,000 was one of them. So there's a lot of stuff happening right now, let alone the people stealing the cars off of YouTube. So I think we're about to get into that, right?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing is that, so it's accounts, there's just straight up fraud. There's a lot of different things. I mean, it's only going to get worse.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately. And because the auto transport industry load board marketplace is the Wild West, it's the perfect place.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think that this would be happening, or you wouldn't even think that it would even be possible that someone could show up and steal a car and take it in what we do. But it did happen. It happened to me. And then I've also had it happen from just straight up transporters taking my vehicles and canceling the load and still taking them and keeping the money. And I had them threatened my owner last week and told her she had to pay a certain amount of money, or they weren't going to deliver the car. So she had to pay him. I had no contract anymore because they canceled it and they just did whatever they wanted.
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So we did that Tuesday night. That was great. Dispatching Live is in full effect here. Okay.
Pick up the engine.
I'm just going to share this now.
You didn't tell us that.
So I created a meme and we're going to move on. All right, here we go. Let's keep going. We have always followed the disconnect between sales and operations. We were talking about that last week. So we'll keep on following that. Show me the truck. Ooh, Doug sent this in. This is a great photo. Doug, how'd you do this? With like one of those filters?
That's really pretty, yeah.
I know, it's really nice. Looks like a website photo. Thank you, Doug. Thanks for sending that in. Oh, no. I got a video. No. Oh, boy. Are you ready for this? You're not going to like this.
I knew it, yeah.
Well. Did he just just go sit down inside the trailer and cover up his head. Holy crap.
Oh, shit.
That's horrible. So what? He didn't have a... I don't know. I don't know what happened. Why wouldn't you even have the ramps down? That just was crazy. Oh. Did that...
I mean, I don't know what you do.
I don't know either. Who was that? Did it say Shaughnessy on the side of the truck or something like that? Oh, look, it broke the back.
I hate this video. I'm not running it ever again.
That is
Isn't
so
that
sad.
Terrible.
That was such a nice classic car. Holy
oh,
crap.
Oh, God, that video's terrible. And then, so here's the theme, you know? You get what you pay for. And I don't know, you know, I'm not going to weigh in on the last one. But this one.
Why would you do that?
What is going on?
So it looks like he didn't strap the front tires and decided to hook it around the mirrors?
I think he's strapped over the chassis under the windshield.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Oh, that's even worse.
But he's also, he's inside the rims on the back
wheels.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
a big no-no anyways.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Did somebody say, yeah, don't throw it over the wheel. Do anything else you want. I don't know.
Well, and, you know, if most legit transporters nowadays should have the over-the-wheel straps, because that's what almost every broker requires anymore.
Yeah. It's under the hood, yeah.
That is crazy. They're not going to be happy when they get that car.
Still better off than the enclosed job.
Well, true.
This is an article. When you make the headlines... Instead of just Facebook, you know there's a problem. Car all overturns on the Appalachian Parkway. Okay, Sue.
Cleveland.
Who wants to play What Happened Here?
Well, I can tell you right now.
Yeah,
that
I know, right?
He was top heavy right there.
I know.
That's
you
exactly
can
what
see
happened.
It, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Here we go. I have pictures. We have more pictures.
Got more.
There we go.
Yep, there you go. It was one vehicle and it was a van
yep,
on the
top.
You
got a
top.
Big old open spot here on the back.
This is the number one thing they should train them at CDL school, which this guy may not have CDL, but
that's
anyways,
right.
This is the number one thing that every transporter brand
non-CDL
new
CDL school.
To know. Yes.
Yeah.
Is you never put one up on the top and try to turn, or if you're going to do
there
it,
you
have
go.
To go. The holy crap, that's a big van. Even.
And there she is. I know. I mean, like
that. That was bound to happen no matter what he did.
Oh, my God.
Looks like he had two vans.
Exactly. He's got two vans. Exactly.
But nothing on the very back end.
And look at... He's got that first one all backed up. I mean, now he probably just unloaded the third spot.
But didn't move it down to even at your weight distribution.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he did. Because it looks like he was coming off onto the highway, right? So there was probably some kind of tilt there.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It just took a little push from that tilted
on-ramp. It doesn't take
much,
especially with that size of vehicles on there. Those are big.
So then we go back. Let's go back to the equipment, right?
Brand new truck.
Yep. Man, golly.
Brand new.
I know, man.
That sucks.
It really sucks. All right. Hey, did you get the memo? Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, you shared an email with me, and it really got my attention because there was a lot of information, more information than I'm used to.
Yeah.
I have several slides here.
Well, see, here's the good thing about Super Dispatch that you can't get anyplace else. I mean, I don't know about other EBLS systems, but I know about this one. They send out a quarterly every quarter to every driver and tells them what you made, too. But you can also create that report form for the whole year, for the week, for anything. So you can keep track of what you've been making on this. And I believe you can also hook QuickBooks to Super Dispatch, and you can keep track of all of your payments and everything if you use QuickBooks. Super Pay is what we were talking about earlier that they just started, and they're trying to get all the brokers as many as they can to get signed up, and as well as the carriers. Now, when you do sign up for Super Pay on Super Dispatch, they said you'll put click a button, okay? And I can probably show it to you a little bit later. But anyways, you click a button, they're going to send two small deposits to that checking account. Once you get those small deposits, then you verify that on Super Dispatch. And you make sure you put them in the order that you received them in, because if you put them out of order, it will not verify. Anyways, once that's verified, then you're set up for Super Pay and your ACHs and all that good stuff. So it's a really great way to make sure you get paid right away. And then also, like I said, look back at our last quarter with you. That I got one for each of my drivers, and it tells us for the quarter what they'd grossed. For that quarter. And you know what I've had a really great time with was like when I've had a like my truck got wrecked or something like that, right? And you know how you have loss of income. So all I had to do to prove that what we had made in the last 2 months is usually what the insurance company wants for the other insurance company that's supposed to be paying us. They want to see how much we made so we can show what they should be paying us, what we lost in that amount of money. Or that amount of time, how much money we lost and what they should pay us. So if you put in there for the last month, this is, I'd say I made $30,000, and they can look at an average of what your weekly were, and you were off for like 2 weeks, then you're going to say, okay, this is X amount of money I should have made, but because this guy hit me, this is what your insurance company should have to pay me.
Then there's more information. Carriers, you want to talk about this? You seem to know this system pretty well.
Yeah, I've been using it for years. I love it. Like I said, I don't let anybody sign up with me unless they use it. So let's see. Here, Paul, I'll show
Is
you.
that right?
Yes.
Wow. That says something.
Okay, pushing.
Yeah, so driver app update for Android. As we know, it's interesting. This is something that it's not interesting to everybody, but it isn't when it doesn't work. You got Android and Apple. So you literally, when you're in the technology business, you have to keep up with Apple and Android.
Yeah.
And they're different. It's not easy. It's a lot of work.
And then
So,
also, I mean, they've got a great chat line. If you have any
do they?
questions or problems,
That's
they'll
awesome.
answer you right away. Usually within 5 minutes, if somebody's not on there right then, within 5 minutes, you can get answers. Like I said, anytime my driver was having a problem with their app, or if they're brand new and they couldn't understand how to use it, which they've got all kinds of videos on here and way to do this. But if you couldn't for some reason and you're just not tech savvy, I will have them call the driver and walk them through the first couple times of loading a car and taking the pictures and getting the signatures. They're a fantastic company.
I was gonna say this, and this goes for, again, for any technology, is that if you're having trouble and you contact somebody and then you're able to contact somebody, ask them how to use certain features that, you've already, if you've signed up for the product, but you don't know how to use certain features, ask.
Yeah.
And if they can
Ask.
spend the time to onboard you and teach you that stuff,
Absolutely.
that's the kind of company you wanna talk to.
And then they have like tutorial after tutorial. I mean, there is a bunch of them on there. And usually when I get a new driver, I will send them the tutorials. But like I said, they're not everybody is tech savvy, right? Not
Right.
everybody wants to learn this.
No, it's,
So if you're having a problem, we always chat on there, and Ben or somebody will be on there, and I'll say, "Can you call my driver? He just can't figure it out." And they will. They
and
will.
if you have something, and again, this goes for every tech company out there, if there's something that you don't understand, say it on ATI, put it in the live chat, put it in our YouTube comments, because we had Run Buggy on Tuesday night. Now we're talking about Super Dispatch. We are here to talk about all the companies and all the technology in auto transport. Brokers and shippers, let's see, TMS updates. Wow, there was a lot. There was a lot of updates they're sharing in this delivery ETA, double brokering tag. Oh, no way. There's a double brokering tag? What?
Really?
Brokers and shippers can now add double brokering as a reason when leaving a negative
Wow.
review. Wow.
For carriers, though, why
No
would that
kidding.
have? Why would that be for? Oh.
Well, I mean, because somebody new went ahead and Did it. So tell me about the negative reviews on Super Dispatch. I'm not familiar.
Well, you can give, I mean, you can rate a company, not as a, I mean, I don't rate carriers. I'm rating the broker that gave me the vehicle and blah, 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 blah. So they have things on there. Did they pay fast? I mean, it's like timeliness. They have like four or five different things when you go in there to rate somebody. And I think it's fantastic because it didn't used to be on there. I think they just started their ratings maybe last year. About that time. Yeah. And this way you can see, you know, if it's a good broker, bad broker, you know, if they're paying on time, if they're not paying on time. Because there's a few on there that, you know, I know that don't pay on time. And
get out of here.
And, you know, you sit there and hesitate as to whether you want to give someone a negative, right? Because you're like, okay, will they let you haul for them again? That kind of thing. So there is that in the back of your head, but also in the same respect. Do you even want to haul for them again? I know everybody's desperate. So I know that's part of, you know, that's always in the back of everybody's head. Oh God, if I give somebody a negative because they didn't pay me on time, are they going to let me haul again?
That's the carrot, right? That's the carrot dangling in front of you.
Yes.
Well, you want to haul for us again, don't you? At 23 cents a mile, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yes, you got to think about it that way in one respect, but then also you have to think about it for the next transporter that's going to come through there and they hauled for these jerks and they didn't pay them on time and they didn't know because you didn't give them a negative, or you don't necessarily have to give them a negative. You could just write up the review and put in there late pay. You know what I mean? You don't have to be nasty about it like the current ratings we got going on, but with the other load board, this is a little bit different. Now, I don't know if I'm assuming it's the same respect that the brokers can give us ratings. I just haven't seen it because I haven't gotten any ratings myself. So, but I'd say it's both ways.
Do me a favor, stick around. We're going to be right back after this. We're still talking about Super Load Board. We'll be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
It's Murphy Auto Transport Services. If you're looking for dispatch or brokering, you're a first-time shipper or a carrier, even if you're a broker, I think you can contact Murphy Auto Transport Services and learn something about the auto transport marketplace, and people do that all the time. So do that. Sue, we are still looking at, okay, so yeah, you were talking about, you can go up on YouTube.
Yeah, but you can also go just to their
site.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of videos on every subject you could ever think about.
Really?
Which is very handy. Like I said, it's part of when I sign up a transporter, I usually will send them over the video on how to use it so they can learn how to use it before we get active and that kind of thing.
So there's a help center. I just shared the link to the help center. Okay, that's interesting. Cool. And they've got, there's blogs and, Beck was on auto remarketing. Actually, me and Beck were both quoted in a recent auto remarketing article. Was that interesting?
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can check out, you can meet the staff at Super Dispatch. Okay, hey, here's a comment. Hey, Jay, I watched Ty up on the podium, and I gotta disagree with what he's putting out there. Some of it's true, some of it's misinfo. I got a 3-4 car hauler. I live in the tri-state area. There's cars everywhere. I gross $5,000 to $8,000 a week. See, now Ty said, he was talking about the guys that make get-rich-quick videos. Do you know there's a guy that's making a video saying he makes $20,000 a week? That's real.
Yeah.
So we're trying to point out, like, that's not the best way to get in this business. And then, I guess Ty wasn't specific enough and drew some ire. And this is from a viewer that we value, so I'm sharing this because We value you guys. You know, sorry, I'm chewing a cough drop. We're at a car conference last week, and we said some stuff up on stage that not everybody's going to like. Nobody's going to... I actually showed this. I mean, nobody wants to see this. But this is the auto transport load board marketplace as we've known it.
Right.
It's the best way to describe it quickly.
Right.
It is whatever you want to do. I don't know why, but it has been. I don't know how. I don't think it'll be that way. I don't know. Maybe another 5 years. In 10 years, there's no way this is still how it's being done. I don't believe that. I don't know exactly how technology will change. It won't be the mentality. This mentality exists everywhere you go. But it's up to the industry to keep this mentality to a minimum. It's unfortunate, but this mentality has been the majority of the way things work in auto transport load board marketplaces, really for a pretty long time. You know, if I look back at what I know historically, I mean, before technology became, you know, it's like Craigslist, right? If you wanted to buy some stuff locally before Craigslist, it was more of a word of mouth, probably a higher bar of, you know, knowing what you're dealing with. And at some point, I better watch it. I better get my disclaimer out again. C-List. Let's just say C-List. C-List. Then when it became really popular, it became more like this, right? Because that's how the more anonymity, the higher chance of barroom brawl. So we've been at this for probably 10 years. I think we're still there now. I mean, you can do whatever you want. People post whatever they want. They say whatever they want. They do whatever they want. And this is why, I mean, carriers, they're calling for a boycott. Oh, I shared this on stage. Cocaine Bear. But I also say, you got to understand the carrier. Auction, remarketer, dealer, fuel, time, traffic, insurance, inspecting cars, dealing with DOT, tech issues, missing information. Just tech issues alone. You can lose an hour trying to get logged into an app you're not used to because they're telling you you got to use an app. We had some conversations with different companies about... I'll put the slide back up. About the tech stuff. Like, you're forcing a carrier to use your tech because that's what the customer expects. But have you talked to the carrier to see if they know how to use it? I mean, how often does this come up in your world, Sue, where you've got, you know there's a mobile app that the broker makes you use. You don't want to use it. It's hard to use. And you're just losing time trying to use this stupid app. How often does that happen? Do we lose her? Uh-oh. No, she's still here. I don't know where she is. That's all right.
I'm here, sorry.
Oh, you're okay. All right, that's cool. We'll keep going. We're good. We're moving on. This is another one of the slides that I shared. You know, we've done a terrible job because everything's so focused on the rate. We've done a terrible job in this industry of explaining why cars are moving and who's moving them. How many people even know what a remarketer is or a consigner? I mean, we know what an auto auction is, but do we know what's beyond the guard shack? Did anybody bother to explain what's happening at an auto auction? Or how about a repo agency? No. We don't know. All we know is we're picking up a car at a repo agency and we're given all these constraints. But we have no idea how their business works. This is why there's so many hurt feelings. It's kind of like, let's say you're at a restaurant and you're waiting on the waitress. And you're tapping your foot. And that's normal. Because you're there to eat, not wait on somebody. But let's say 10 minutes goes by and you're really frustrated. And somebody comes over and explains to you, listen, She just had her car repossessed. Her husband's in the hospital. Her kids are, you know, having trouble at school. She's really having a hard time. Do me a favor. Give her another 5 minutes, and she'll be with you. She'll take your order, and, you know, we'll take care of you. Sorry. Well, now, given that new information, my gosh, it changes your whole perspective. That's what we're talking about. If we just understood more about each other's freaking businesses, it would change our perspective. Now, it doesn't mean you can haul cars for a dime a mile, but it does mean you definitely would understand other aspects of the business. And that's why I had Joe Bercari and John Larrick bring their expert perspectives on stage with me after I gave my presentation. There's Joe. You know him, Midwestern Car Carriers. Thank you, Joe, for all you've brought to this channel. I mean, it's show after show. Joe Bercari's been on this channel. Oh, God, I hit the wrong button. Oh, God. It's crazy. You know, at ATI, you never know what you're going to get. Joe's like, really? Joe has brought so much to this show. And now we have John Larrick, too. Here, let's see if I can get the right. John Larrick at Larrick's Long Distance Transport. And you know what's cool? This is where I wanted to say to you, Sue. I'm in the hallway with John after the conversation up on stage. And yeah. He was like, you know what he said? I got to do this more often. I got to get to these shows. I got to get out of the office. I need to network. Thank you, Jay. And I was like, wow, that is amazing. That's what we want for everybody. We want everybody to realize that there is more. That's why Ty's always shouting about it. There is more. If you've been staring at the load board, I don't know how. If you're staring at the load board and you're ready to boycott, I don't know how much money you need to lose before you realize, you know, let me get it to a show or start talking to somebody. Check this stuff out on the YouTube channel. Transportation Dumpster Fire. There's my presentation. Here we go. Here we go. I just said it. It's up there. Can we start a boycott on these big brokers who are posting very unreasonable rates? And here's the great part. You got a thumbs up, you got a guy laughing, and you got a heart. Because nobody knows. How do you take this seriously? Are you serious? We're going to have a march on Washington, D.C. Let's say we're going to do this. What does that look like? The big broker boycott? And you're going to march and you're going to talk about they need to raise rates and... There you go. You're never going to get everybody on the same page. How is this even a question? You see bad rates, kick rocks.
I mean, I hate to say it. They don't care.
They don't. Nobody cares. That's the thing. That's why we have a... Here we go. But Layla, thank you, Layla. Shout out to Layla. She posted this below my presentation. You better talk about greedy brokers when they take $300 to $500 only for booking and drivers haul it for $800 to $1,000. Is that normal? As for the carriers who don't have insurance, that's their job. She says, I know you will delete this comment. Well, guess what, Layla? It's still up there because this is ATI Auto Business. Nobody is fully happy here. That's why I now have to read a waiver before the show. We're the one place where everybody gets the truth, whether you like it or not. And I was talking to, it was yesterday, I was having a conversation. This $300 to $500 broker fee, this is real. I had a guy, I can't remember who I was, oh yeah, that's right, now I remember who I was talking to. I'm not going to say it though. This is journalism. Verified it. $500 broker fee on an $1,100 carrier pay. The customer paid $1,600 from the Midwest to the coast. The broker took $500. The carrier got $1,100. That's about a 30%, 35% broker fee. How is that? That's why you have an uprising and a demand for a march on DC. Now, somebody's going to say, well, hey, and I've had this conversation before, too. Hey, man, if my sales guy can get that, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, that's fine and all. I realize that. But we still, that's why we go on the, we go and we're like, hey, there's a hurricane and they're charging $20 a gallon for gas. Everybody's on the same page on that one. Explain to me how this is different. There's a point at which you're gouging the eyes out in the marketplace, not to mention you're gouging the guy who has the most cost, guy or gal. Now, yeah, sure. Get whatever you want. Keep half. But when people find out and talk about it, don't be shocked. And don't get mad at me. I'm just sharing the information that everybody else has in the marketplace that the service provider is talking about. And when the service providers are talking about it, and then we share it here on the channel, hey man, really, you're gonna get mad at me? Awesome. All right, well, silence is golden when it's a barroom brawl. Here's another one. Damn, I hate brokers that play games. Shit was posted for $14.50. Guy says someone just called about, but I can have it for $14. I'm on the phone. He reposted it for $13.50. Wrestling ring. And this is, I think these are vehicles. You know, the change in the format. Is this the new, it doesn't look as, I'm going to pass. Let's skip it. Oh, here we go, Sue. Take the microphone. Need to talk about, what are we doing?
So, because they're using this new bot thing, which, by the way, I mean, last week it was horrible. This week we're at least getting to talk to, eventually it gets to the right person. But what's happening is because they're using the bot and you're telling them that you want to cancel a load, blah, 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 they're canceling all the loads, not the load that you asked for. So I've had it happen twice this week, once with Vance and once with Lakeisha. So she had received four loads. Two loads weren't available for pickup, so she had told them to cancel that through the bot and then kept waiting and waiting and waiting. So what ended up happening, like 2 hours later, they canceled the new loads she'd already taken. Instead, and now don't get me wrong, they canceled the other ones too, but they canceled the new loads too, so she had to request them. Well, the bad part with Vance's is they canceled his loads. The driver showed up to pick them up, and they'd already dispatched him to somebody else, and he couldn't pick them up, and he didn't even know it because he had canceled another load and not the loads he was actually going to pick up. So the bot thing is not working. Definitely call in until this all gets figured out, because this is a major problem, especially if you send a driver there to pick up a car that's not even there.
So let me get this straight. This is crazy. So you're saying you tried to make an update electronically, tried to do the right thing, and the bot canceled everything?
Well, I don't know if it's the bot. I think it's like a delayed thing. I think what's going on is the bot information is getting to a dispatcher later on.
Okay.
And then they go and cancel after they've already told you that they'll cancel. They cancel the next set of loads that you asked for. Not the original ones that you already canceled.
Wow, that's an incredible system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So definitely call in if you've got an issue until they get this rectified. I don't even know if they know this is happening. When we complained about last week when the bot thing wasn't even working and it wasn't telling us anything, they acted like they either didn't know, didn't care, whatever.
All right, so let's talk. So are they, since we know there's some theirs out there that are getting this, that, are they hearing about this through this, that, this?
Well, I mean, they're being told, yeah, but I don't know if anything's getting done.
But it's more of a pass.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't generate income, so let's skip it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know Vance told them what had happened. They're like, whoops, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, here's a good one. This is the Yelpy stuff I was talking about on my presentation. Here we go. It's in Hot Shots. I didn't make this. I'm just reading it. Hot Shots and Car Haulers Facebook group. Thousands of people reading this. I don't think I can hate a company more than I hate you guys read it. It amazes me that dealerships still use them to broker transport because they have the lowest ratings of all brokers when it comes to dealerships. Nothing about their rates makes sense. They can't justify it at all because this lane normally pays $650 for one car. I hope that the FMCSA allows for broker transparency. Then we can see that blank ties to take over 70% of the line haul.
I mean, yes and no. Who knows?
Yeah,
I mean,
I
have customers that don't want to pay a certain amount of money either. So it could be one or the other. It could be a customer that is telling them to list it for, you know, stupid rates, and they're going along with it instead of just saying straight up, this isn't going to work. We're going to piss people off. We need to list it for the right amount of money. Or yes, they're taking too much money off the
broker. But I feel like I've seen a lot of loads.
Yes, there has been lately.
That are in the 20s and the 30s.
Yes.
Cents per mile. That's
I've even seen 13.
Does anybody at the office know how low that is for the carrier? I mean, how about this? How about, okay, sales guy, you're awesome. Today we're going to take your shoes away. Okay, you can't wear shoes or socks. Do your job as good as you do it, but without shoes or socks today. In fact, all week. We're going to take your shoes and socks.
You're not
going to
eat either.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to live on some soda and maybe just some
chips.
Taco Bell. Yeah, let's do a week of... I said Taco Bell. Now I've upset Taco Bell. How about a week of Roach Coach with no shoes and socks, but I need you to do 10% more than you did last week. Go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep moving. Otherwise, I'm going to get censored. As of March 1st, if you do not use the Cars Arrive app, oh, brother, we have another complaint. What's going on here?
So, you must use the Cars Arrive app when hauling a Cars Arrive load. If you do not, you are shut down. You have to call in for forgiveness, and I'm not kidding. They want you to call in and say, I'm really sorry I didn't use your app. I promise to do it from now on. And they will not give you newer cars until you prove yourself again.
You prove yourself again?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's what they told Janice.
What is this industry? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But yet, like I said, you know.
So you prove
when
yourself
they,
again?
Yeah. But when we.
Was that actually said?
Oh, yeah. That's what they told her, that she has to prove herself. Yeah. The driver does. That they're going to use the app like they're supposed to, blah, 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 blah. And then, like I said, but when you get a load from them and the load has already been picked up, they don't care. You give it back to their load board and they put it right back on. And this car is still gone.
Stop what you're doing. If you're researching this industry, stop and do something else. This is crazy. Don't do it, man. Step away from the YouTube video and the truck. And go, well, I don't know, what's better? Bumping docks has got to go with the dry van. Skip auto transport, man. Don't do it. Bump docks, dude. I had a comment.
Freight is horrible.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Oh, yeah, no, I said, let's keep going. Pass. What is this?
So this is our U-Ship stuff that we were talking about, that all of our accounts got hacked. Okay. So when contacting them to tell them that the U-Ship accounts got hacked, they're just shutting off our accounts. But still, nobody has contacted us to tell us anything. U-Ship is not responding to anything. Even when I told them that you're going to see an email where they asked where this car is here in a minute, that I told them, you know, that
well,
obviously
I,
they're being hacked.
I keep thinking that they're going to contact me next. Like, hey, we heard about your podcast. And I mean, you know, it's not my information. I'm just hosting the information. Are you
right?
So you're saying, okay, so help me out without saying company names. So did your accounts get hacked at this company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's more than one account?
Oh, yeah. It's even my outside dispatcher's accounts, and even Vance, who owns his own company account, got hacked.
Okay. And your accounts got hacked. You tried to tell them, and then what'd they do? Just turn you off? Or
yep.
What?
Yep.
So that's...
No response other than that. Just shut our accounts
that's
down.
That's how cybersecurity works.
Yeah.
That. Okay. Let's keep going. It's like skipping a rock. We got to keep moving. This is neat. Somebody really, really, really liked the dispatcher training course that I put out. And, although, you know, maybe a couple of the decisions on the research and the business planning, but this is, I really would love to hear this. So if you're getting information, if this channel is helping you at all and not hurting you, please let somebody know before we're gone. All right.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. Here's another one. Hot shots and car haulers. Boy, oh boy. So I got pulled over yesterday by a city cop. I'm just going to skip it. Pass. Let's keep moving. Oh, this is the podcast. It's ATI, yada, yada, yada. Call, text, tie. Oh, what is this, Sue? You need to tell us more about what this is.
Okay, so Reese is one of my outside dispatchers, and this is Jim, her son, who just passed away almost 2 weeks ago now. Jim got cancer probably in like November, and it went that fast. He had something called clear cell sarcoma, which is a really rare cancer. They said a handful of people get it a year. And unfortunately, he got it. And he passed away really bad, really fast, and it was pretty horrible. Needless to say, he didn't have insurance for burial. And of course, where they live in Ohio, it's just outrageous, even at the basis, which was $15,000. So I'm trying to gather help for her and her family so that they can pay for Jim's funeral. So anything would help if you know, if you can spare even $5, it would help. We're just trying to help them out with this because they are just so torn up and it's going to make me cry. So I got to stop. Anyways, yeah. I've never met Jim, their son, but I dealt with Reese the whole time through this and hearing about everything she went through. And shoot, they live in Ohio and they went from hospital to hospital and they started him on chemo and radiation. And you can see what he looks like by the time they were done. He was in a 4X because his legs were so swollen. He had water around his heart, and that's how he passed away. And it was from the cancer. It spread so fast, his whole body was riddled with it by the time it was done. And I know he just gave up, which he hung on as long as he could for his mom. And I know that's why he did it. But the last night, like I told her, I said I knew that he knew he was going to go because he visited with them all night long and brought up all of his memories of when he was growing up and playing ball and stuff like that. And I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow. No, you said enough. Well, let me take it over. So what I did was I put the link in the live chat. I didn't know. So, you know, Sue had mentioned that we're going to talk about this, and I think Sue is organizing the fundraiser.
Yes.
And, you know, we never know. It's interesting. We never know what the story, again, the story behind somebody just hearing just that brief account. It changes everything about how, you know, what I feel like I'm looking at here. And it sounds like that is really tough stuff. And
it is.
So if you can donate, please do. Because, yeah, I mean, this is a hardship on the family. 10X.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
So you have to ask for help. Sometimes we have to ask others for help. And so, Jim's family is asking for your help, whatever you can give. And thank you. I see some donations already in there. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. A lot
much
of my drivers
giving.
And like Carlos is on there and yeah, it's
well,
fantastic.
What did Jim, what did he do? What was he into? What did he do?
I know he played guitar. He did a lot of outdoor stuff. So it started in the back of his knee. He had a little lump, and they went to the doctor, and that's how fast it spread. It went from just a little tiny bump to took over his whole leg.
No kidding. And it was cancer, you said?
It's called clear cell sarcoma, yes. And it's a very, very rare. So they didn't really know how to deal with it. They started with radiation and chemo, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And
he just thought he had a bump on his leg?
Just a bump on the back of his knee, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he was having pain with it, so of course he went in, and then it went from there. And it
that
just was
wild.
So progressive and so fast and just so crazy how bad it went because he was a very active guy. He used to go and climbing, that kind of stuff. You know, he was outside.
He's on a boat there.
That was one of his favorite things to do was go out on a boat and things like that. So that was one of her pictures.
Wow. Yeah. Have you ever spent much time out on the water? It's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is a tough story. So again, the link is in the live chat. Anything you can do. is greatly appreciated. ATI, man, we're you know, we're a community.
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting is if you've been following this show for whatever reason, you've definitely seen there's an evolution. And if you've been watching today, we've turned a corner. We've turned another corner here in the last hour. And we're going to keep on doing that because we have a lot to share. I didn't even get all my props out today. I've just, you know, the flags and the cards and the stuff and, you know, whatever. Because we just have to keep moving.
Yeah.
Ty is live right now. Ty, you're there. You're at Repo Summit. Yeah, he should be in Orlando at the Repo Summit, which is so interesting. Like, we never had Repo Summit on our radar before, right? Like, I had the Repo Hammer, and We Hate Repo Loads, and it's not that hey, man, I'm not saying I love Repo Loads all of a sudden, but I am saying I understand better now that the Repo Agency isn't trying to screw the car hauler. It feels that way. It's actually somebody else. But I digress. My point is that we're learning more all the time. And so Ty sent me an email. Let's see here. I think he's got a picture. He's in the hotel room. It's a good one, Ty. Ty is live in Orlando. And, what was I saying? At the Repo Summit, Ty is actually speaking tomorrow afternoon on a transportation crisis panel. Now, doing the what? Yeah. Ty was on stage last week. Ty is on stage this week. And he'll be on stage again in Raleigh at Auto Intel Summit on the week of, I think, of the 19th. So in 2 weeks. So, if you don't love Ty's message or the way he says things, you might want to reach out to him and just communicate with him, right? Because he's going to keep appearing on stage, which is pretty cool. And we did the Repo Bunch, you know, that was kind of, the Repo Bunch is kind of what broke the camel's back on this repo stuff. We did When the Lot is Full in the fall. And we've really gotten to know, I mean, this is an amazing group. We got Brianna Cox, Asset Resolutions, Vaughn Clemens of Automobile Recovery Bureau in Houston, Renee Lowe, Harding's Brooks Insurance, Kevin Armstrong, CURepossession.com, Joel Kennedy, the American Recovery Association, I believe he's the VP or Executive Director, Darcy Case of Indiana Recovery Services, you know, Ty, and then Ryan Miller. Oh, the logo's in the way. Ryan Miller of Northwest Repossession. So that's the Repo Bunch. Most of them are at the summit right now. Check it out. Reposummit.com. I put it in the live chat. It's the North American Repossessors Summit. And yeah, there's the... that's today. 3:45 Eastern. Shoot, Ty. That's coming up. You're going to be talking soon, aren't you? In Sebastian K. at the... Shingle Creek Hotel, I think it is. Oh, shout out Location Services. You know, we don't make a lot of money on YouTube because we don't say what's popular or, you know, make videos like, uh-oh, 10 grand a week, you know, whatever. That's just dumb. Since we deal in journalism and news, we don't make a lot of money on YouTube. So Location Services stepped in, said, you guys need to be at Repo Summit. Thank you, Location Services, for all that you do. And Location Services is also hiring Skip, client, rep, post-recovery, locksmith. If any of this interests you, go to Location Services. And if you, you know, if you want to learn more, you can send in an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. That is Zach. Sue's company is Murphy Auto Transport Services. Here's the link to that. Again, equal opportunity. If you have any company info you're looking to get, I don't care what it is, ask me, I will put it in the live chat. Free advertising in the live chat every Thursday. It's the Car Shipment Business Channel, and we're doing this because we care about this industry, this marketplace. We don't ship cars. We move information. That's what we do on ATI. So let us know how we can help you. If you got anything else, put it in the live chat. We're going to end this show a little early. In fact, that's part of the new format, too. We're now looking at a 60-minute show. We're just making changes all over the place. Change feels good. You ever make changes just for change's sake? Well, we encourage that. Make some changes. Roll with the changes. So we're at a 60-minute show. We're a little 10 minutes over. We'll go another couple minutes, and then we'll wrap it up. Sue, what else have you got? Anything I missed?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Do you want to do me a favor? Bring up Super Load Board here in these last few minutes. We'll just check in again. Let's see. Yeah, you should be able to take it. Okay. I'm glad I made it through. My gosh, I was having a coughing fit about an hour ago. That was terrible. I was losing my mind live. So thank you for hanging in there. Riding the storm out. Oh, this so, is the yeah.
This,
go ahead.
This is where you can go and watch video tutorials. Because you want to become a verified carrier, it shows you how to do that. Because in order for you to book loads on Super Dispatch as a carrier, you have to be a super, like you have to be verified. And it's really easy. You're just putting on their website. There's a place where you download everything, which is your insurance cert, your W-9, your MC paperwork. And then they verify everything. And then you get a little check mark with a green star kind of thing. And that means you're verified. But this shows you pretty much everything. What I love about them is that anything you probably need to know, you can either find in an article or a video. So unlike other load boards that don't show you so much on there, this one really will walk you through it. And then, like I said, if that doesn't give you enough information, here's the little chat box right there. Go in there, ask them whatever you need to do, and they will answer you, and then you'll get a copy of it to your email too. So if it was pertinent information you can't remember or you want to remember, you'll get the email and it will tell you. Now, to go to their load board, it's right here up the left-hand corner. It's called load board. And you just go in here and you're going to put in, you know, from where to where. You can see that they got 3,259 loads on here. They also have suggested loads. If you've done an area before, when you go into your account, it'll come up automatically and say suggested loads. What do you think about this? And that way, if you wanted to go get it, you can go grab it. The other good part is, let's put in Dallas, Texas. You can choose for mile radiuses all the way up to 500 miles. Now, that might not sound like something you want to do, but if you're looking for something along your route, you're going to want something like that. And now, if you want it to just go Dallas to all, you're just going to leave it blank. And then this is going to give you all the loads out of Dallas. Like, for example, let's just go look at this. So right here, this will show you the details of the vehicles. The other good thing I like about this is a lot of times you'll see the full length and everything, weight. Sometimes on here, they'll even put a picture of the vehicle on here so you know what you're getting, which is fantastic. If you need to sign up with that company, it tells you right here, you need to go get a cert. Some of them have their packets on here for you to go fill out. What I will usually do is I'll request the load and then I'll go immediately and start doing all of this stuff, okay? And if there's a packet on here, you're going to want to do that right away. Then after I get done, I will call that company and make sure they've gotten everything and also let them know that I requested a load on here. So also up here, it'll tell you about the company. Here's their ratings. They got 100%. Says like I've already worked for this company. They do 5 to 10K vehicles moved overall. This is how many they do a month or the last 6 months. That tells you something right there. That's a lot of loads moved in 6 months for a broker. Let's see what else. And it tells you how to list the cert, where to send it to, how much insurance they expect you to have, that kind of thing. And most all of these brokers on here will put this stuff on here. And then if you wanted their bond information there, all of this is right there too. And then this is where you're going to send out for accounting to get paid. And this tells you the preferred methods of payment, direct deposit, check. So they give you a lot of more information than any other broker board out there or whatever board you want to call it.
Ooh, broker board. I like that. Nobody says that. Broker board. Yeah, she got it.
And like I said, you can't usually get all this kind of information off of the main load board that we all use. There is nothing on there that tells you this is how they're going to pay. There is nothing on there usually of where you need to send your bill of lading and invoice to. Like I said, they give you a lot more information than you would, because like normally if you were called the normal load board, you'd call them and they'd say immediately, okay, I need a certificate of insurance. This is where you need to send it. Whereas this is all right here. You can take care of it before you even speak to anybody. So I like to do that because I think it's just easier, faster to take care of it that way. Now, as far as like setting yourself up ahead of time, you could probably go in here and do that with a lot of these big brokers. I would recommend it with like turn time and stuff like that. They always want a picture of your equipment. I do want to talk to Beck about Super Dispatch, if there was a way for us to send our pictures through Super Dispatch to these people or keep our pictures on there. Now, I don't know if you guys realize this, but when you do your invoice, you can put a picture of your truck on there or your logo or anything like that when you send over your invoice. But it would be easier like on the verification process, like where we put our MC, if we could put pictures of our truck and trailer so they can really see what we're in, that would be fantastic. I'm going to talk to Beck about that. I thought about that the other day and I was like, man, that's one of the number one things that people are asking nowadays is they want a picture of our truck and trailer. And I'm sure it's because of all this stuff that's going on where people are stealing vehicles. Okay. I'm pretty sure this is where it's coming into play. But if we could put that on there with that, that would make our lives so much easier. So, for example, I'm going to show you guys something real quick. So this is where our contact info is, our cargo insurance. This is where you verify yourself, okay? So if there was a little thing on there that says pictures of our equipment, we could put our pictures on there. And that way, when they ask for pictures, they don't have to. They can just pull it right off of Super Dispatch and have it right there. I mean, I guess you could put it under logo file. True, right there. So anyways, just a little snippet there. Yes. Let's see here.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for that info. Let's do this. I'm gonna take the screen.
Okay.
We do have, Ty. There he is. Ty is on location.
Hey, Ty.
He's in the live chat. He's live on location. So we're going to check in with Ty tomorrow on Cars on the Move. And that was really informative stuff. Do you have anything else that you wanted to cover? I just want to make sure I shared that.
No, I think we did everything.
We did a lot. And there's more to come. So stay tuned to ATI Auto Business. And we're going to be back again. Let's see. What's going on next week? Next Thursday. It should be normal stuff. April 13th, next Thursday. So please do keep sending in the news. This is your live chat. I don't care what you do or what you want to say. It's your live chat. AutotransportIntel@gmail.com. Send me the news. Send it in, and I'll share it. And you can also talk to Ty. 417-483-2764. Text him. Let him know your thoughts. Let him know your questions. Sue,
yes.
Thank you so much for everything you do and taking the wheel. You know that if you hear me say, take the wheel, please take the wheel.
No problem.
All right, cool. All right, awesome. I'm so proud of everything we do here. And again, if we have misstepped in the past, I assure you, we're not looking forward to just constantly misstepping. We believe in evolution and change. We care about this industry. We care about the marketplace. And we are willing to share everybody's opinion, even yours. So if you have an opinion that hasn't been shared, let us know. We're here to help. We want to share it. And you're invited to come on the show and talk about what you want to talk about. This is ATI. We're different. It's new. And it's real. And it's yours. So thank you so much for being a part of it and making it great again. Sue, what do we say?
Office.
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow on Cars on the Move. Peace out.